Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 21, 2026. Faults are easier to find in someone else. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 to 13, key verse. And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man." 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 7, KJV. Other people's faults come easily to us. We could name a friend's in about 10 seconds, and a relative's before he had finished sitting down. Our own we usually hear about from somebody else, years later, after they have put up with them long enough to finally say something. There was a boy who had fallen into a gutter and would not hold still to be washed. His mother argued with him and got nowhere. Finally, she carried him to a looking glass. He saw himself and stopped fighting her. That was what Nathan did to the king. He did not open with the charge. He opened with a story about a rich man, a poor man, and one little ewe lamb. David listened as a judge listens, grew angry, and passed sentence. Then the prophet turned the glass around. Do you notice how quickly David saw the wrong when it belonged to somebody else? He did not need time to weigh it. He did not wonder whether there were things an outsider could not understand. He heard the facts and was furious within minutes. He had been living with worse than that for months, and it had never moved him to repentance. His sins were about as plain as sins get: adultery, then deception, then arranging a man's death and concealing it beneath the appearance of war. Nothing about it was difficult to understand. His own sin was every bit as clear as the rich man's. He simply could not see it because it was his. Scripture does not tell us exactly what was going on in David's mind, but self-love rarely leaves us without an explanation. Perhaps he told himself he was under unusual pressure. Perhaps he minimized Uriah because he was a Hittite. Perhaps he convinced himself that what he had done was somehow for Bathsheba's sake. We do the same. The sharp word at home was because of the day we had. The money was going to be paid back. We make excuses for ourselves that we would never accept from anyone else. Jesus said we can see the speck in another person's eye while failing to notice the beam in our own. That year must have seemed strangely normal. The court went on. The kingdom went on. Life went on. And David's conscience remained quiet. That is the frightening part. A quiet conscience is not proof of a clean heart. Sometimes it only means we have become accustomed to what God wants us to see. David never had trouble finding a fault. He only had trouble finding his own. Prayer: Lord, show me the fault I have been explaining away, and make me as patient with my brother as I have always been with myself. Wash me, and I shall be clean. Amen. Today's challenge: read 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 to 14 again. Notice how quickly David condemned the rich man's sin. Then ask yourself, what faults in other people am I quickest to notice and condemn? What explanation do I give myself when something similar appears in me? Before correcting someone today, pause and pray. Lord, turn the mirror toward me first. If God brings something to mind, do not defend it. Confess it. Key takeaway: we can see another person's sin clearly while explaining away our own. Ask God to turn the mirror toward you. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Evergrowing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.